Welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater. We don't have a play for the holidays, so we're presenting a special holiday comedy mix featuring Alex Edelman's Orthodox Jewish family's first and only Christmas celebration. That'll be followed by a slew of short holiday comedy bits in observance of various holidays featuring Nate Bargatze, Bill Burr, Michelle Wolfe, Ronnie Chien, John Mulaney, Pete Holmes, Leanna Morgan, Dimitri Martin, Gina Yashir, Sam Jay, Patton Oswalt, Janelle James, Joe Coy, and Tim Dillo. Happy solstice!
And I remember the first time I was aware of being Jewish. I was at a children's birthday party at a Chuck E. Cheese, and I reached for a slice of pizza that had some sausage on it or some pepperoni, something not kosher. And my grandfather saw me reaching, and he kicked my hand away. Kicked. And he went, "You can't have that, we're Jewish." And I said, "What does that mean?" And with a totally straight face, he just went, "It means you'll never be happy." And I went, "Papa, I don't want to be Jewish." And then my grandfather laughed at me and went, "Chief, that's the most Jewish thing there is."
When Ox and his brother AJ were little, they attended yeshiva, Jewish day school. So like I say, their whole world was people who never celebrated or talked about Christmas. But in the show Alex has been touring, he talks about this one December when he was 6 and AJ was 4. He mentions, by the way, a family friend in the story, and he changed her name when he tells the story on stage. Here's Alex.
All of the best Jewish moments of my life are moments where Jewish values presented themselves in like unconventional places. Like once when I was a kid, my family had Christmas. My mom had this friend named Kelly. And Kelly had lost her siblings like in years previous, and her parents weren't in the picture. She was alone in Boston. And my mom noticed that she would get sad around the holidays. And this is a really good friend. And so my mom said, "Hey, Kelly, why don't you come to our house for Christmas?" That's the kind of person my mom is. My father did not want that. My mom is a Jew from Cincinnati. She's a Midwestern Jew. It's a slightly gentler existence. My father grew up Jewish in Boston like me, but dad grew up Jewish in Boston in a time when it's actually really hard to be Jewish there, which is between the years 1500 and 1994. He's like, "Cheryl, I will not have Christmas in a Jewish home." And she's like, "Elazar, we're having Christmas." And he's like, "Over my dead body are we having Christmas." So they compromised and we had Christmas. AJ and I come downstairs one day. My parents are sitting in the living room. I don't know if anyone else grew up in a home like this. We were never allowed as children in the living room. Never. The living room was for guests and tragedies. Those are the only times we were allowed. And everything in the living room was covered with like a thick plastic sheet in case like the real owners of the home showed up one day. We come downstairs. My parents are in the living room. No guests. And AJ and I look at each other like, "Oh no, Bubby died again." And like we walk in and we sit down on the forbidden couch. And my mom just went, "Boys, this year, we're going to have Christmas." And this is how young and insulated we were. AJ and I looked at each other, and we looked at my parents, and I just went, "What's Christmas?" And my father went, "It's like Hanukkah." And my mom undermined him immediately and went, "Yeah, but maybe even a little bit more fun." "Hanukkah sucks. I appreciate the new politically correct world that everybody lives in. We all pretend that all the holidays are equal. They are not equal. Everybody knows it. Hanukkah is very much the Diet Coke to Christmas's black tar heroin. There is no comparison." There is no comparison. And you never know when Hanukkah is because the calendar isn't. Sometimes it's in early December. Sometimes it's in like late July. You never f***ing know. And my non-Jewish friends are always like, "Well, you guys are lucky. You get 8 days of gifts." I have never met a single Jew who has ever received 8 days of gift. Here's how it works. You get one gift over the course of the 8 days. If you're getting a bike, you get like a pedal on the first day and the handlebars on the second day and the wheel on the third day. It is absolute bull****. Anyway, we do Christmas, and oh my God, do we do Christmas. We do the lights. We do the stockings and glitter. We went whole hog. No hog, kosher Christmas dinner. But we deck these goddamn halls. Deck. And Kelly comes into our house And Kelly, white, wasp, like Princess Diana haircut, chunky gold earrings, Hermes scarf, shocking blue pantsuit, white. But she walks into our house like a little kid, and she starts to cry immediately. And my mom just went, boys, whatever Kelly wants to do, we're gonna do. And we did all this Deep Cuts Christmas stuff. Like, we strung popcorn together on a string. We ate our way through an entire chocolate advent calendar in like 25 minutes. And we watched Christmas movies. Please try to imagine being a young Jew who has never seen a single Christmas movie. And then one day you watch like 7 of them in a row. AJ and I are like, what is this? And the one that sticks out is the Peanuts Christmas special. Snoopy, Charlie Brown, AJ and I are like pressed up against the screen. We're like vibrating with joy. And AJ's like, the meaning of Christmas, Snoopy. And I'm like, the spirit of Christmas, Charlie Brown. My dad's in the corner like praying for lightning. At some point, Kelly, crying, walks over to us and she's like, boys, we need to put out cookies for Santa Claus, don't we? And AJ and I are like, uh-huh. And we look at my dad, who's already covering his face, and I just went, Abba, who's Santa Claus? And my father rarely cursed in front of us, and my mother says she doesn't think this happened, but I remember so clearly, and maybe he thought we couldn't hear him, my father looked at my mom, and he went, Cheryl, Jesus Christ. And my mom went, Elazar! And he went, come on! And she went, do it! My father walked up to us, and he went, Santa Claus, boys. He is a fat man. And he comes down non-Jewish chimneys in the middle of the night, and he gives gifts to young Gentiles. And he said, he's like Elijah, but instead of drinking your wine, he eats cookies and leaves you gifts. If you don't know who Elijah is, on Passover, the Jewish holiday, in my house, here's what will happen. Your uncle will open the door for Elijah, and then one of the other uncles under the table will start kicking the table, and when the wine cup shakes, they'll go, look, he's drinking, he's drinking! And AJ and I look at each other. And we look at my dad, and AJ just went, Be'emet, which means for real. And my father looked at my mom, and he looked at us, and he went, yeah, of course he's real. We put out cookies for Santa Claus. I remember every little detail. Little table, red tablecloth, Power Rangers plate, 3 chocolate chip cookies. We're very skeptical, obviously. We go upstairs, we go to bed, we come downstairs the next morning. The cookies are gone. They're gone. And AJ and I see this and we black out completely. We like lose consciousness. But I know what's happened because I saw home videos a couple years ago, and on them we're like, oh my God, he was here, he was here. And at some point, AJ's standing on the couch and he looked at me and he just went, Santa came. And I went, Baruch Hashem. And we ran out to the garage. Why? This is the one concession my father got from my mom. He's like, Cheryl, I will not have a Christmas tree in a Jewish home. And she's like, I can respect that, Elazar. We'll put it in the garage. And there are 2 photos of this. They're the weirdest photos. We're wearing jackets because we're in a Boston garage in December. But we're wearing pajamas because we're children. And we're wearing yarmulkes because we're Jews. But we're standing in front of a fully decorated Christmas tree with a teddy bear on the top, holding a dreidel and wearing a yarmulke. And we go to yeshiva that day because Jewish day school, if you can believe it, not canceled for Christmas. And we come home that night, and my father gets a phone call. It's exactly what you think. And he picks it up, and the first thing the principal says to him is, "Professor Edelman, your sons have a lying problem." My father said, "What did they do?" And the principal said, "Well, the teacher tried to explain to the children the very delicate topic of Christmas, and Alex raised his hand, and he said, 'We had Christmas.'" And the teacher said, "You didn't have Christmas." And he said, "Pretty sure we had Christmas. Lights, stockings, Snoopy, Charlie Brown, mini Christmas." And the teacher's like, "You didn't have Christmas. You had Hanukkah 3 weeks ago or 9 months from now, depending on the year." Anyway, non-Jews believe in this guy called Santa Claus. And in my mind's eye, I remember AJ raising his hand and saying, "We had Santa Claus." That's what I remember. But there are conflicting accounts here. Apparently, AJ didn't raise his hand. Apparently, AJ, in the words of the teacher, lifted two fingers like he was ordering a second martini. And AJ didn't say, "We had Santa Claus." Apparently, AJ just went, "We know Santa Claus." And the teacher's like, "You don't know Santa Claus, AJ." And AJ's like, "Pretty sure we know Santa Claus." And the other kids are like, "Who's Santa Claus?" And AJ's like, "Oh, he's amazing. He's a fat man, and he comes down non-Jewish chimneys in the middle of the night, and he gives gifts to the young Gentiles. He's like Elijah, but instead of wine, there's cookies and gifts. But last night, because he's friends with our dad..." "He came down our chimney, and he left this Walkman underneath the tree that my parents put in the garage, and he ate all of the cookies." And the principal said, "Professor Edelman, is this true?" And apparently my father just went, "No." "It's not entirely true." And the principal said, "What do you mean it's not entirely true?" And my father said, "Cheryl and I ate the cookies." AJ's wrong. Santa didn't come to our house. And my mom says there was a significant pause on the other end of the phone. And then the principal went, "I know Santa didn't come to your house." Yet Christmas, my father explained. He explained that Kelly was bereft and that she had nowhere to go, and that he had reservations about this, but he let it happen because he thought it was actually a really valuable teachable moment where he could explain to his children that doing the thing centered in Jewish values may not always appear conventionally Jewish. And more than anything else, doing this for this woman who really had nowhere to go, really, was a classic example of what Jews would traditionally call mitzvah, which means good deed. Principal listens. Dad explains. When my dad finishes, the principal said, "Professor Edelman, I understand where you're coming from, but you're wrong. Because what you've actually done is you've introduced this holiday that is foreign and corrosive into your home, and you've clearly confused your children and perhaps harmed them permanently. Well, you've given them this holiday, and next year you're going to take it away from them. So what's that going to do? This isn't a good deed. This isn't a mitzvah. It's idol worship, which is like the most grievous sin that a Jew can possibly commit. And you and your wife need to begin repenting for that right now." And my father, to his credit, went, "Well, clearly, Rabbi, you don't understand the meaning of Christmas." And then he hung up the phone.
I don't like New Year's. Anyone else not like New Year's? I won't make fun of you. Yeah. You know, I could tell by the cologne content of the room that this wasn't a big New Year's crowd. It's a huge holiday for the cologne community. I don't care for it. It's a jacked up wraparound Oakley's dump holiday and it sucks. I hate it. What are we doing out there, cuddled up in the cold, like 10, 9, just watching the odometer on the truck of the earth roll over to zero? You know, it's been a year since it was today too, right? It's been exactly 1 year since it was today. Nobody's excited. They're just like, no, only January 1. That's the only one that excites me. Something about 1 and 1 next to each other just gets me rock hard. Yeah! I'm like, whenever I see us out there being like, 5, 4, I'm like, we deserve everything the shadow government is doing to us. We deserve all their tricks. We deserve chemtrails, fluoride in the water, rigged elections, because we're 10-9-8 people. And they know that. That's probably why they know they can get away with it. They're probably up there right now scheming in their weird castle. Just like, do you think we could spy on them using their very own cell phones? Then another weird Nosferatu guy is like, no, no, that's a bridge too far. Even for us, that crosses a line. Then they turn on the TV on New Year's and we're like, 3, 2! They're like, we could do it and tell them we're doing it and they still won't revolt.
I can't even think about going on one of these trips until I can get through Christmas. And I don't mean to sound like everything falls on me, but everything falls on me. I love my family, but they don't do anything to help me. I do all the decorating, the cooking, the cleaning, the wrapping, the shopping, all that. Last year, on December the 24th, my husband said to me, can I help you do anything? And I said, I'm going to beat you to death.
Now, I love Christmas cookies. Yeah, I love the sugar cookies with the different color icing and everything. It's exciting every time, you know, Christmas comes around, you get to have these cookies and they're in all the stores. It is frustrating, though, because then Christmas season ends and, you know, they vanish. You can't have them anymore. But I think we could have these cookies year-round if we just kind of reframe the cookies a little bit, you know? Even in the summertime, I think you'd be like, hey, I got some pine tree cookies here if anybody wants a, you know, forest-based cookie. It's just a pine tree. If a non-denominational star if anyone's interested in a star cookie. Hey, could I have another girl with a fucked up back cookie? Those are those saggy hunchbacks are delicious. Do you have any more fat hipster burglar cookies?
My mom did not understand the concept of Halloween. She was like, Halloween, what is the devil business, Halloween? What is this trick-or-treating? So, let me understand. You are running around the neighborhood at night dressed as a cartoon character, banging on people's doors, begging, making people think that your mother cannot afford confectionery. There will be no trick-or-treating. You can trick-or-treat in the house. You can come and bang on my door and ask me for confectionery. And then I will say, no, go to bed.
The biggest holiday for Chinese people, Chinese New Year. When we see each other during Chinese New Year, the way we greet each other is we say, 恭喜发财, or 恭喜发财 in Cantonese. I'm sure you've heard that, at least peripherally, right? 恭喜发财, 恭喜发财. 恭喜发财 means hope you get rich. That's not Happy New Year. Do you understand? The go-to phrase during Chinese New Year isn't, hey, Happy New Year. It's, yo, hope you get rich. Hope you get rich. Hope you get richer than all these other markers. Hope you get so rich, man. Hope you get rich. And also, hope you better hope I get rich. We got hope each other, got both get rich together.
Cancel all the holidays. Well, I don't fuck with none of them. Valentine's Day, Christmas. Only thing we do is birthdays. I don't do shells. She thinks I'm being mean. I'm like, no, we'll celebrate the holidays again when you get a job. Right now, she's not working, right? And when I met my girl, she owned a business. Like, it's not like my girl don't get her shit off. But right now, she's just in a transition. She not working. And when I met her, I didn't make any money. I was broke. And she made a lot of money. But now, it's the opposite. I make a lot of money, and she makes, like, zero money. So no, we're not doing holidays. What the fuck am I gonna do a holiday with you for? It's not fair. It's not equal. We're not having equal transactions like two adults should. Right? It's not like I buy her a Louis bag, she goes buy me some Gucci shoes. Holiday, no. I buy her a Louis bag, and then she gives me a coupon for a back rub like she's 7 fucking years old. I gotta look in her eyes, act like this is a respectable fucking gift, because she's put me on the spot. This is from my heart, and I mean it. Bitch, I don't want a back rub from you. You don't even know how to back rub right.
I grew up Catholic. I don't go to church anymore, but I went on Christmas Eve with my parents, because you know how you lie to your parents. So we go into the church, and I was like, I got this under control. And then I got schooled because they introduced a bunch of new shit. No, I was going through Mass, and I was batting like 400. And then in the middle of Mass, the priest said, peace be with you. And everyone said, and with your spirit. And I was like the one pre-Y2K ass going, and also with you. What? Huh? What? Huh? What? When? What? For those of you that aren't Catholic, I don't mean to exclude you, even though we love to exclude you, but there's a part in church where the priest says, peace be with you, and for many, many years, we all said, very good. But they changed it to end with your spirit, because that's what needed revamping in the Catholic Church. That was the squeaky wheel that needed the grease.
And we're walking onto the plane. Just as we're about to go down the tunnel, her hand falls on my shoulder, and she says, I hear what happened to your wife. She looks at Alice, to your mother, to be without your mother on Mother's Day. My mother died when I was your age. I never get over it. I'm still so sad. My father never get over it. It broke him. He died alone. But when you are sad, what I tell myself is that also there are so many other sad people. Okay, have a nice flight. And we get on the plane, and Alice is crying, and I'm crying. It was just this nightmare. And, you know, ever since then, every major holiday, I live in fear that this Polish woman of doom is just gonna fucking rear up and just ruin. Like, Halloween this year, we went trick-or-treating. Every door I knocked on, I thought it would open up. Little girl! Oh! Halloween without my mother! It is the saddest thing. Everyone that's dressed as a ghost, I want to look under this sheet. Are you my mother under this sheet? They never are. My mother is never under this sheet. Here is some candy from my country. It is made from birch bark and ink. It is called Don't! Oh, little girl! Take her to the mall at Christmas, put her on Santa's lap, beard comes off. It is me!
Oh! My favorite suburban white tradition, the holidays. I love that shit. Christmas time, white people like to send you Christmas cards with their whole fucking family on it. That's the weirdest shit to me. Every Christmas I get a postcard with the dog, and the fucking aunts, it's the weirdest shit. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? It's not even people I know. I just like waved across the street one day, and now your whole fucking family is the hubris, you know what I mean? Like, what am I supposed to do with that shit? Am I supposed to put it up in my refrigerator? There's 25 white families decorating my shit. Y'all don't see how weird that is? That's so crazy to me.
So I don't know all these Filipinos in here, but I know one thing, we have the same uncle. Every holiday, he has to talk to everybody. And we dread it, because it takes forever to talk to him. Because he doesn't even know what he wants to say. He always starts off every conversation like this. You know, Joseph, you remember the always,
It usually starts happening when your parents, when you start doing the holidays at your house instead of your parents' house. That's when it starts happening. And so my parents, once we did that, they downsized into a two-bedroom townhome. So they still wanted to do Thanksgiving at their house, but they don't have the room for us. There's like 20, there's 20 of us. It's like a college kid being like, you don't do Christmas in my dorm room? There's a table for four, and then they have to put a train of TV trays and nightstands that just weaves down this hallway. I mean, you're sitting on stairs. We made the kids go eat in the car. We just go back in the car. You can't even eat inside. My mom didn't have ketchup. I was like, everybody just has ketchup. It just comes in houses. If I went to some alcoholic's house, he would have ketchup. His whole family would be gone, but I would say, do you have ketchup? He'd be like, I'm not that gone, man.
Thanksgiving is the worst because we have to go around the table and say what we're thankful for. And nobody wants this. Nobody. And we lie. That's how we are. We lie about what we're thankful for. We can't be honest. I wish you had to be honest. You couldn't lie? They get up to my Uncle Bob. They're like, Bob, what are you thankful for? I'm thankful I didn't get a DWI on Tuesday. I couldn't see through the dash. Thank God I did some coke earlier that night. When I'm coked up, I remember to signal. I can't get hard, but I signal. I pulled into my driveway. I'm like, maybe I can get hard. I start jerking my, I pass out. I hit my head. My kids find me, dick in hand, bloody head. But no DWI. I am so thankful for that. But we don't have that. We have my Aunt Carol being like, I'm thankful for the seasons.
One time when I was like six, my older brother was eight. We were in the back seat of my dad's car and we were like laughing and we were excited because it was around Christmas, right? And my dad just had this thing. He just didn't like joy, you know? So he's sitting there driving. He's going like, Jesus Christ, knock it off back there. Christ, you're giggling like a couple little schoolgirls. Christ, you don't straighten up, I'm gonna buy you a doll for Christmas. And then he did. I swear to God, he made us hold him up. My mother's taking pictures in front of the Christmas tree. I'm just standing there like, Afterwards, I ran upstairs to my top bunk. My dad knew he fucked up, to his credit. He came up, he tried to smooth it over. He's like, all right, come on back down. It's over. Come on down, enjoy the holiday. And I'm like, no, I don't want any gifts. I fucking hate you. Right? He eventually coaxed me down, you know. He softened up a little bit. Look, you don't get your fucking ass back downstairs. No one else can open that gift. I'm moving out. I said moving out. I go back downstairs all shell-shocked. Here's another gift for you, Billy. I'm like, is this a fucking dollhouse? When does it end? Yeah. That was Christmas, and those were people that loved me.